Good afternoon from CBC Radio 1. It's 12 minutes before 1 o'clock, before 2 in the Mountain Time Zone. So do you have a legal problem? Your first instinct is probably to get a lawyer to get some help. But the Legal Services Society in our province suggests that you think outside of the box. Perhaps your problem can be solved by getting the right information to navigate the legal system. Legal Services Society asked people in different parts of the province about how to actually do that. And we're joined now by the chair of the Legal Services Society, Malin McKim. And welcome to BC Almanac.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Now, tighter budgets for LSS, Legal Services Society. That's, I think, part of what we're talking about here. You have to look at new ways that you can help people.
It's important to understand that judges and lawyers have spent a lot of energy trying to find ways to create long-lasting and durable solutions to their clients' problems. And they work very hard at it, and they do a good job at it. I've spent 25 years devoting myself to trying to find meaningful solutions. But when you talk about access to justice, we tend to get lost in it's the courts, it's the making the courts accessible. But we decided at LSS, because we don't have money to hire lawyers for everybody, we need to find ways to overcome what people's barriers are to getting real solutions. And so we went out to the communities to ask them, what do you need? What does access to justice look like for you? And it's, the responses are interesting, because a woman who needs support for her children, who's living in a remote community, it's as often simply child care at a courthouse is what keeps her from being able to get to court to get resolutions for herself. The fact that courts sit from 10 to 4 for a million different efficiency reasons that involve the courts and the lawyers often means that a person who has to take a day off of work to travel from a community to get into where the courthouse is to get their legal solution is simply untenable, and they can't afford to lose a day's work. And so that's access to justice on the ground, and that's what legal aid is working towards, is getting towards access to justice on the ground.
People's daily lives, what the reality is.
Yeah, that's exactly
so
right.
Can Legal Services Society, though, start having daycare in courthouses and start paying for transportation to...
No, it can't, but what legal aid can do is to think outside the box. We understand legal problems. We understand that people have problems that have a legal solution that are very serious and really affect their lives. So what we can do is partner up with other agencies, with other groups that provide services in communities and say, look, we can teach them, we can train them, we can build their capacity to say, look, this woman has a legal problem. There are solutions to that problem. Here's a hotline that they can phone. Here's a family law outreach worker that they can talk to about what they can do about their problem.
So that could be the social worker they're seeing, or it could be the nurse in the hospital.
Absolutely.
Do they have the resources and the time, though, to take this on as well?
You know, our experience is that if you take agencies, and everybody's strapped, I mean, we understand that, and, you know, the economy is difficult, and all of the government agencies are strapped, but our experience is that if you put groups together, you develop almost a synergy that goes beyond itself. And so you give them information, they give you feedback, you work together, and it doesn't cost anybody anything more, but you get much more powerful and meaningful results for people.
You also have legal information officers, I think they're called, placed in different parts of the
right.
province. And
right.
these are people, too, that many of our listeners probably aren't aware of. But I heard of a recent example where a legal information officer in the downtown east side gave direct assistance, this navigation that you're describing.
Yeah,
maybe you can give us
exactly.
that example.
Yeah, this is a great story. We have a number of legal information outreach workers, and they work within courthouses, and they provide simply navigation. Where do you have to do? What do you have to do to get through this labyrinth, which is the criminal justice system, and how do you get there? And there's a great story where an individual who's bound by a probation order, so he's supposed to be reporting to his probation office once a month or once a week or whatever, goes in and talks to his information outreach worker, who is not a lawyer, but just someone who has legal information, and says, look, I've got a job at the Kearney. I'm going to go up into the north, and I'm going to drive with the Kearney, and I'm going to fix the rides, and it's fantastic, and I'm off the street, and I've got a place to live. And it's everything that everyone in the justice system wants to have happen. They want this guy to be back and engaged in the community and sober and clean. This is great. He just wanted to come and say goodbye. And the outreach worker says, well, wait a minute. You've got a probation order. And his response was, oh, look, I don't have time for all that. I don't pay much attention to that. And she says, oh, wait. So she says, let's go find the duty counsel. Let's get your case called. Let's have the judge hear what your story is, and they'll cancel the probation order, or they'll deal with the probation order so you don't have to worry about getting arrested. Because that 10 minutes with that individual, with an outreach worker, meant that you got the probation order changed, you got into a position where you could go on and get on with his life, and the justice isn't a problem. Justice is a solution.
And how much did you just save as well in money?
I mean, the alternative would have been that he would have been, at some point, had a jar or two up in one of these small towns and picked up for drunk in a public place, and whoops, there's a warrant for his arrest. The police take him into custody. They ship him back down to Vancouver. He faces charges in Vancouver for breach of probation when nobody wanted that to happen. So, in fact, the justice system became a bar to his success. So you've saved thousands and thousands of dollars by having one outreach worker just say, wait a minute, whoa, you've got a legal problem, and here's the solution. Here's how you get her done, and we'll get it done in 15 minutes. It's that kind of change. It's looking at the problem from a different perspective. The lawyers and the judges are fundamental to the proper working of the courts, but they're not the only perspective.
Now, there are times when you do need the lawyers.
Oh, you bet.
And as you talk to lawyers, as you do in this province, aren't they going to be telling you, well, in fact, we need more dollars to represent these people? That's what legal services society should be more worried about, is somehow finding more resources to do that.
You do. And you know, it really becomes a situation of trying to find the right solution at the right cost for the legal problem. Not every problem needs a lawyer assigned to a case so they can go to war on behalf of a client. I mean, one of the great examples is that we instituted a program of duty counsel in family court, and we picked certain lawyers who had good problem-solving skill sets, and we said to them, okay, look, you're just duty counsel. You can't represent these people on a long-term basis, but just go in and give them 45 minutes of advice to say, look, this is your legal problem around your custody and access, and talk to the other duty counsel who's talking to the wife in the other room and get together and see if you can thrash it out. And our experience was, it was profound. The amount of solutions that they reached, they weren't perfect solutions, but the perfect is frequently the enemy of the good. So they got together, they got a solution, and it worked brilliantly. And our experience is that their resolutions were both enduring, long-lasting, and the number of them was just breathtaking.
Mr. McKim, thanks very much for this.
My pleasure.
Maylin McKim, chair of the Legal Services Society. What do you think of these newer approaches to dealing with legal problems? Send us a note, almanac@cbc.ca. Last minute or so, we're going to talk to Ann Pimman, our producer, a little bit more about our show for Monday.